This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for comprehensive peace talks with Moscow in a video address released Saturday as Russia reported its first hypersonic missile strike on Ukrainian territory. Zelensky's appeal for another round of talks came one day after Russia's lead negotiator said the sides have moved closer to agreement on the issue of Ukraine dropping its bid to join NATO. Vladimir Medinsky said Friday the two countries are also halfway there on the question of Ukraine adopting neutral status. Ukrainian negotiator Mykhailo Podolyak tweeted, "Our positions are unchanged. Ceasefire, withdrawal of troops, and strong security guarantees with concrete formulas." Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow expected its invasion of Ukraine to end with a comprehensive agreement on security issues, including Ukraine's neutral status, according to Russia's Interfax news agency. Hoping to return to at least some normalcy after fleeing the war in Ukraine, thousands of refugees waited Saturday in long lines in the Polish capital of Warsaw to receive local identification papers that will allow them to move on with their lives. Refugees started queuing by Warsaw's National Stadium overnight to get the identity cards that will allow them to work, live, go to school, and get medical care or social benefits for the next 18 months. Still, by mid-morning Saturday, many were told to come back another day. Polish authorities had simplified the process, but the demand was still too high. Poland has taken in more than 2 million refugees from Ukraine since Russia invaded February 24th. You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website.